Welcome to the Fearless Living Now podcast. I'm your host, Patty Lustig, and this podcast is sponsored by the Fearless Living Now community. If you're committed to accessing the courage to live life full out and beyond fear, you are in the right place. Each episode will be focused on an aspect of what it takes to find the courage needed to take action toward the fulfillment of your goals. Welcome to this episode of Fearless Living Now. I'm your host, Patty Lustig. Today, I have the distinct pleasure of introducing you to one of my longtime friends, clients, and just all around fantastic people on the planet. And she's going to give you a little bit of insight, no matter where you are in your life, into how to move yourself with courage and creativity and relationships and whatever else you need, a change in mindset, so that you can go from wherever you are to wherever you'd like to be, whatever your big vision is for your life. So let's welcome Tanya Waring.
Hey, Patty. Thank you so much for having me here today. It's just really a pleasure to be with you.
Absolutely. For me too. So I would just love it if you'd tell our listeners a little bit about the journey you've been on in your life and the different ways that you've been able to make shifts and at this point have created really an outstanding and incredible life in pretty much every area.
Yeah, I was really present to that today of just how incredible everything is. And a lot of that has to do with your coaching over the past 2 years. So I'm really grateful and thank you. I think one of the things that I've realized is no matter who you are, who your parents are, who your siblings are, we all have challenges in life. And sometimes life is just going to come and hit us with something big. I don't really know anybody out there who hasn't had something that they've had to overcome, right? If they want to get from where they are today to where they want to be tomorrow or 18 months from now or 10 years from now. And for me, there was a really defining moment. It was in 2008, and I went through bankruptcy, foreclosure, and divorce. You know, I had three little kids who were going to food shelves. And, you know, I really didn't know how to dig myself out of that. And I did spiral down into a pretty deep depression because I couldn't get a foothold, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
and it's really, really scary. I mean, it's not just yourself, but it's these three little ones that you're accountable for. Like, holy crap, you know?
And, you know, I had a really amazing aha just this week about that. And it was around finances. And I was thinking, you know, I just don't make solid financial decisions. And you've taught us something called Psyche. So I did a Psyche balance around that. And what I saw in that balance was I made one really, really good and solid financial decision. And that decision was that I was going to be wealthy, that I was going to provide for my children. And I didn't always know how, and I didn't always have the tools, but that one decision changed everything, even to the point that when I got divorced, I took on all the debt because I just wanted to be responsible for it all. I wanted to make sure that I could build back my credit. I wanted to make sure that it was all in my hands. And, you know, I think that one decision really got me through everything and where I am today.
Wow. That's fantastic. So it's kind of like that decision gave you a lot of courage to take different risks.
It did. And having that vision of where I was going and, you know, what showed up was beyond my biggest imagination. I became an infomercial host. I started working with a company shortly thereafter where I helped them grow through my skill set from $500,000 to $50 million in 3 years.
Wow.
you know, even though I had mastered that, even though I had set up a real estate company and failed at that, I still just, even to this day, they don't go away. But what I do have is a different set of skills for having the courage to move forward in spite of what's going on around me.
Mm. Yeah, that is so critical, isn't it?
Well,
because,
it is.
Yeah, mostly we get stuck with whatever the current circumstances are, and we don't, whether it's an internal feeling or whether it's an external circumstance, we don't necessarily think we can go forward until that's resolved rather than we can go forward in the face of it.
Yes. And your group, I love your Fearless Living group. I just absolutely love it because I hit a pretty big roadblock 2 years ago. Mm. And it was just right at 2 years that I came into your group and getting that support, you know, just realizing that we're not always at our best, but there are other people who are at their best and can help carry us through those moments. And then we can come back and help carry them through their moments. So I think it's really powerful too, to build a community that you can thrive in, that you can be yourself in, fully accept who you are and at whatever space you're in. You know, and today I feel like I'm firing on all cylinders. I feel like I got my finances, I've got my courage, I've got my creativity. I just landed my dream home. I just became an empty nester. I'm dating, you know, three or four really great prospective men after being pretty much single for the last 14 years. And, you know, it's great. It's great to have those moments. Mm. And my wish, my desire is that I don't go back into something we don't know.
Yes.
But we do owe it to ourselves to build the skill set and the resiliency and the courage and, you know, stop worrying about other people and how we look to them or how we need to impress them or what we need to do for them, and use our own creative resources. Because yes, I believe this one thing, Patty. I believe no matter what you have going on, you have everything within yourself to come to a resolution in that situation.
I believe that too. Yes.
Yeah. And I don't think I need to save anybody because I really believe people have everything within themselves to save themselves. And it's just taking the time to journal, to reflect, to think about what you want, to think about all the options. Hey, I'm in this situation. What are all the options? I could make $1,000 this month. Well, I could drive Uber. I could sell furniture on Facebook Marketplace. Like, you know, what are all those options? Oh, I'm in a really bad relationship right now. What are all my options? Let's get creative, right? Maybe I do have to move back in with my parents. Maybe, I, you know, like those things,
yes,
about being,
yes,
good. But just get real and take the simple steps.
Yes. And the important part is that you have some kind of vision. So no,
yes,
matter what your circumstances are, you let go of that it can't happen. And, you know, when I got divorced, I was living in some tiny one bedroom apartment that I could barely afford. I was making only $10 an hour, and I just asked for more and I got more. And then I asked for more and I got more. And then I had a huge vision that I could buy a house, and I bought a house with a temp job. Like, I'm not even sure how I did that, but I had a vision. If I didn't have that vision, I'd,
yes,
just be doing that temp job and be bored to death and upset that I had this crappy job. But instead, I had a vision. So I bought a house with that job. I met a great guy. I asked him to marry me, kind of. I asked him to be in a relationship when he said he wasn't sure. I've been with him ever since. You've got to have a vision, because then you'll take actions inside that vision. And that'll give you courage, and you'll get creative if you really care about it.
Yes. And that vision also has us see opportunities that we miss,
yes,
if we're not in that vision. Like, we see everybody else do this, or we might, you know, rather than see how we could buy a house, we're just looking at, well, how can I eat for less money?
Yes.
Right. On the, yes, temp job that I have. So our whole perspective shifts. And this is the other thing that I think is really, really important is, you know, nobody's going to save you. Nobody.
Right.
Live like they will. People will support you, but it's impossible to save someone. We can only save ourselves.
Yes.
You know, at the end of the day, and this is another thing that was really powerful. Yes, we asked for support, but that's different than asking for permission.
Yes.
Like so much of the time we're asking people, well, should I do this? Or, you know, hey, mom and dad, what do you think about this? Or husband or wife or significant other. Sometimes we just have to hold our vision close and go for it, right? Just know yes. that I got it. I'm not asking you for permission. I'm not even going to talk to you about it because I know this is the direction I'm going. I call them subconscious saboteurs. Yes. They mean well, but sometimes people right. can get in our way too. You know, yes. Oh, yes. Don't take that job with that person. Oh, don't, you know, this sounds weird or that. Well, sometimes yes. we go beyond those around us who have taught us.
Yeah, and we that's why it's so important to find people to be with you and support you and encourage you and, you know, not discourage you, but encourage you constantly.
Yes.
That's great.
The one thing I've always invested in, even at my lowest moments, was I invested in myself. I invested in reading, studying, personal development, finding a mentor. And I believe in the power of prosperity. If you latch on to a mentor without paying or giving that mentor something in return, you're signaling the universe that you don't have enough money. So from a, I don't know if you call it law of attraction or manifesting, but from that perspective, if I needed professional advice and I asked someone to lunch to help me, I always paid them something, whether it was $50 or $100. I might only have $150 in my checking account, but it was signaling to me, the universe, and to them that I'm worth it.
Yes, yes.
And I think one of the first things that I recognize in people is when they're trying to get things for free or they want people to help them, they're really setting up a roadblock for themselves.
Yeah. And with the internet today, there's, if you don't have much money, there's so much out there to read about to help you leverage yourself to the next level. So again, we come back to, you just got to decide what you want and then take that on, whatever that looks like, and trust yourself and trust the universe. And, you know, notice like who comes around you, what comes at you. It's not an accident. So if you're listening to this podcast, it's not an accident.
Yes.
There's something here for you to learn.
And maybe it's as simple as saying no to some people who
yeah.
have been in your circle and they're not good for you or they're not going in the same direction.
Yes.
And, you know, we have such guilt about mm-hmm. letting people go. And that's a really interesting thing to look at, is what is that about? And it's perfectly okay to distance yourself. I call it love from a distance. It's perfectly okay to distance yourself from negative Nellies yes. or people who don't get what you're doing and align yourself with those people who do.
Yes.
Without guilt or shame. And if they try and guilt you into that, it takes about 6 weeks. This is what I've noticed for a habit or a shift. Like we'll have this idea, hey, I want to be a stylist. And if we can hang in that for 6 weeks and really entertain it, no matter what is going on around us, because the first thing we see that kind of shows up is how you can't. The universe has a really interesting way.
Yes.
But if you stick with it, pretty soon you get in the energy and the vibration of that. Mm-hmm. And in 6 weeks, it seems like everybody else has kind of shifted around you. So you just got to hold strong. hold really strong for at least the first 6 weeks when you have a new idea, an aha, something yes. you want to go for.
Excellent. How do you manage your inner critic ongoingly?
I realize that when an inner critic shows up, it's typically around some belief that I've had almost my entire life. And I've started to ask myself, when did I first feel that? When did I first feel that belief? How old was I? What was the situation? And I'll give you an example. I'm typically about 4 years old and I make a decision. My mom had cancer when I was four. My dad went into the hospital when I was four. My grandpa went to the Mayo Clinic. He had a heart issue, but at the Mayo Clinic, I stayed with my aunt and uncle in Minneapolis who were deaf. So, you know, I had a lot of things at 4 years old. I didn't really understand because I have a great family. I've never been abandoned. I've never had any of that stuff.
Yes,
but
yes.
That four-year-old girl made a lot of decisions. And that four-year-old girl is the inner critic, right?
Yes.
So the first thing I do is just look at her, my mind's eye. And I'm like, wow, what a brave and awesome little girl you were. Like you were just so incredible. And you went through all this and you were so strong. And my goodness, I can see how you made that decision.
Yeah.
That was a really good decision because without that decision, you wouldn't have made it through as a four-year-old with all that stuff. Like, so I just really acknowledged the four-year-old in me. And then I hug her and I tell her how much I love her.
Yeah.
And how proud I am of her. And then I just go, you know what, honey, you don't have to worry about that anymore. I'm an adult and I'm going to handle all the decision-making from here. So why don't you just come over here and sit beside me? Because I really appreciate all the wisdom that you've brought me to this point, but I'm going to handle it from here.
Yeah.
And that's how I typically handle my inner critic because it's
awesome.
A very young personality of myself.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think most of the time our inner critic is, it's not an adult person.
No, it's not
it's a young person who's afraid.
Yeah.
And all we have to do is reassure them and then go towards our vision again.
Yeah, and I know we're talking about fearless living, right? And sometimes we get stuck. We just haven't used the muscle of stepping forward.
Yeah.
And it's always about stepping forward. And if you don't step forward, the harder it gets to step forward.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if you start stepping forward, the easier it is to step forward because you realize all the monsters in the closet are really just, they're in your mind. They're with that inner critic. They're with that little four-year-old.
Yes.
And you can only really break through that if you step forward and step forward again and step forward again inside
of the fearless living is not about never having fear. In fact, you're going to have fear a lot of the time and you're going to get stuck. You're going to get stopped. You're going to get depressed, but it's about living from the context of moving forward and finding a way to do that over and over again.
Yes.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for your time today and for your inspiration and all of your nuggets of wisdom. And just to remind everybody out there, you can go to my website, www.fearlesslivingnow.com. You can find free resources, low-cost resources, or you can come work with us in a group or individually, and we'll make sure that you have your dreams come true.
Thank you so much, Patty. It was really a pleasure to be with you today.
You're welcome. Good day for now, my friends. Thanks for listening. Remember to visit fearlesslivingnow.com, join the Fearless Living Now Facebook group, and subscribe to the weekly podcast. This will give you more encouragement and inspiration. Feel free to reach out to me at patty@fearlesslivingnow.com or 612-363-7605 if you need anything.